You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Go in Los Angeles. This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Happy BT weekend. Everybody's out and about doing their pregame, getting ready for BT awards. And so shout out to all the nominees and everybody, the performers. I'm excited to see the show. I'm not in LA today. I'm at home, obviously, in Laguna, but we're still keeping the show going. And in spirit, we're there with them on the awards. So shout out to everyone at Jesse Collins and the whole team there. Lots of love to you guys. And I'll probably be there next year. I think we're going to do a little something. So stay tuned for that. But today we're going to talk all about money, because we all need to talk about money, right? And this is The Startup. So we brought in the best person to talk about money with, our Southern Belle badass, Christina Charpentier-Biddle. How's it going, Christina? I think I lost her. All right. We will stand by to make sure we can get her back. Oh, there she is.
Here I am.
I love it. Hi, Christina. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing really good. Staying cool. It's a little gloomy here, but, you know, June gloom by the ocean. But first world problems.
Well, down here in Alabama, if you can survive a summer in Alabama, you are special. Because down here, it is a special kind of heat. Oh, my gosh. Mosquitoes the size of Volkswagens. You know, things like that.
Wow. I mean, what spray do you even begin to use for the mosquitoes down there?
You pay a professional to come out and do it, because all the stuff we have just pisses them off.
Oh, right. They bite you more. That's so funny. Well, regional issues, I suppose, right? Regional issues.
Exactly. So why don't geography.
Geography. Why don't you introduce yourself to people maybe who have never seen you before or don't know who you are? Go ahead and tell our listeners and viewers who you are.
My name is Christina Biddle, and I am the owner and CEO of Premier Accounting and Business Consultants. I have two locations. One is in Biscoe, North Carolina, and the other one is here in Birmingham, Alabama. I can be reached at 910-571-1092. We service anyone who has virtual means, as well as if you come to the office, you know, we're welcome to see people. We do understand that some people are still a little apprehensive since COVID. So we put a drop box in the door to where if people don't want to be exposed to anyone, they can slide their papers in the door. We can be found on the web at www.premierabc1.com. And we're basically open 24/7 since we have such a virtual presence.
Yes, I saw you in real time really shift your business virtually. And why don't you talk to the listeners and viewers a little bit about your process of doing that and kind of really leaning into the Zoom/StreamYard world?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, the pandemic, although it is a tragedy, I think some of us did bring some positivities out of it. Me, I was forced to really learn modern technology. I hate modern technology, but I was pushed in that corner that in order to be profitable and to offer my services, I'm going to have to get out there and do it. And to be very honest with you, my media manager, he basically took the wheel, but his ideas were amazing. Basically what you have to do is make sure that Google recognizes you. And when you have your clients, your customers, any kind of patron you have, whether it be 100 miles away or across the world, have them go on your Google review and drop a review. The most people I've noticed have used Google. But I will tell you about a hidden gem. And this one here, this is not mine. I had no clue to even start doing this. Keith, my media manager, he was like, okay, for most of y'all who've never heard of this, there's an app called Nextdoor. Nextdoor app, what it is it's not a social media platform at all. People get on there and they're like, does anybody know of a good plumber? Does anybody have a good electrician? And what it is it's basically just I'd call it like swap meet. Everybody's swapping phone numbers and it's nothing but referrals.
Yeah.
But the thing about it though, is you have to have an address in that neighborhood. So if like you live in Laguna Beach, right? So maybe yep. for two blocks of your area, that would be encompassed in one of the next doors. Then right. you see what I'm saying? It is very neighborhood yep. specific because they understand, you know, your services may not be needed more than 50 miles away.
It's really, yeah, that's actually a smart tool.
And another thing you can do too is, of course, you have your address where you live, you know, so you can use that next door app address. But let's say you've got a friend that lives in Hollywood.
Right.
See if they'll let you use their address, not for any kind of mailing or anything, but just so you could get in that next door app area so that people can recognize you further out.
Right.
You know, but you have to have an address in that location to be able to sign up and participate in the Nextdoor.
You know, I think that now Nextdoor, give us a call because now I think they're going to sponsor the show. No, I'm just kidding. I hope so. We're giving them a lot of love. Shout out to Nextdoor.
It is amazing. My clientele more than tripled this year because of the Nextdoor app.
Yes.
More than tripled.
Wow.
It's free. That's the thing about it. One of my clients put a little blurb on there about, you know, how I did their taxes, how I've explained everything and all this other good jazz. She mm-hmm. got on there and she recommended me. Well, next thing you know, other people are asking her questions on the forum, she gives them, you know, my information and all. And next thing you know, they're coming in, boom, boom, boom. But the one thing about it is most people who use the Nextdoor app are very savvy. In other words, they will actually Google you to see how long you've been in business. They'll look at the Better Business Bureau. They'll look at D&B. I've had these people tell me that they have looked for D&B. They've gone to the IRS website and found me to make sure that I was legitimate. But this platform is for only legitimate professions, obsessions, you know.
Right.
So
it sounds like you've got a sweet honeypot there that you've tapped into, Christina.
It is. It is really great. And the thing about it, though, is people have these opportunities like this one that Keith stumbled on for me, for the company.
Right.
But people need to look, and like I said, I hate technology. Well, actually, I think it just hates me. But anyway, talk to some of these young kids. I'm telling you, these kids now, they're always on their phones and tablets and stuff. And just ask them, say, hey, what's the hippest thing out there that adults are doing? And they can always tell you, oh, well, we hate this, so y'all use that.
Well, have you embraced TikTok yet?
I know. I don't do TikTok. I'm sorry.
You know, everybody, listen, I know Christina personally, and she is a world of fun, okay? So she's got her professional hat on right now, you guys. So she's playing like she's this all little mother in a shoe, but that's not the case. He's a cool chick. Okay. Oh, I'm not supposed to. Okay. The cat's okay.
Sorry about that.
She's
y'all.
The best but every, lost Miami.
Even,
with.
Okay. Even we have to unwind and chill out for a while, you know?
It's true. We're not machines. I just realized that I'm not a machine. I just told this to someone else and I have to give myself time. And I think if you can work smarter using these tools, not harder, you know,
right.
Then there you go. Yeah, I know that you've got more. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What were you going to say?
Well, you know, I know that you've got more than one brand. You're like me. You've got massive work on your shoulders, and you're doing a lot of other things behind the scenes. So, you know, delegating energy to the right things that's going to reap you three times, four times, you know, clients. I think that this is really great thing. I'm going to go on there now today. You guys maybe go on this Nextdoor app, guys, and people at Nextdoor, give us a shout. We'd love to use your logo on the show and have you as a sponsor.
I tell you, I don't think I could have got a billboard on an interstate to increase business as much as this app has done. And you know that the people calling you are legitimate, honestly, because they've, you know, they found you on a very dedicated website. So, I mean, I'm just saying, one's free, one's probably $1,000 a month. This one right here makes you money, and this one right here, it's up in the air. You don't know.
Well, you know, and isn't a board, is it bullets? What are we calling it? I just blanked. What is the board? Billboards. Wow, guys. Alrighty, that's what 40 is, huh? Okay. The billboard isn't it more of like a vanity thing? Like, look, I made it. Because you got to do that once, right? I mean.
Well, you know, it's honestly, in my opinion, it's only for certain industries. You know, you've got your dentist, you've got your doctor's offices, car dealerships, attorneys. You've got certain professions like that they really thrive off of the billboard, you know, advertising.
That's true.
It just depends on what you're trying to relate to. But
you make a good point.
When you start doing advertising and you've got, Keith taught me this because I am really bad at this. I do numbers. I don't do marketing and stuff. But anyway, find out where they found you. You know, because you have a presence in so many different places. You may do ads on a menu, ads, let's see here, at schools where you buy the, you sponsor the band or whatever. And then you've got where you pay to be on these different platforms like the Alexa, Bixby, and all that. But ask them where they are finding you. And then what you need to do is sit down and find out where you need to stop the bleeding, and put it into something that is, you know, is making you money. That seems to be what's going for you, which is another thing brings you into the numbers that I do. That's where your profit and loss statement comes in, that you need to be preparing however often your business industry needs it. I recommend once a month, if not once a month, maybe once a quarter, but don't go out any further than that, because then half the year's gone and, you know.
Oh my gosh. There's always work to do. I'm remembering so many things I have to do. You know, and we all could just be,
I don't want to consult anyone. If we could all just be organized. Organization is the key. I really suck at that too.
I mean, listen, for the record, you guys, Christina does not suck at numbers, which is why we have her on the show. Christina, I want to dive right into the numbers, if you don't mind. I have a specific question about unemployment. For some people that have been collecting that through the pandemic and now are starting to...
I want to say this. Unemployment is very state specific. So one state can require this while another state's requiring this and this, or this state may over here just be completely deregulated and just handing out money. So I'll try to help on the federal level. I can possibly help, but not on a state level, I don't think.
Okay, that's okay. Let's jump into this fourth stimulus. There's talks. I've been posting some things in a group, and I like to keep up with those kind of things. What do you know? I know that you're a voracious reader, and you dive into a bill, honey. If anybody reads a bill and legislation, it is Christina Charpentier Biddle. Holy smokes! I can't wait for you to get your law degree. My God,
you're going to be disappointed in me on this one. I have not studied up on it. I have only heard about it, and I'll be honest with you. Since tax season didn't end until May, everything has been just up in the air. And yeah. I've already started doing my continuing education for 2021, you know, because tax laws are changing yet on a daily basis again. Wow. So I'm trying to stay up on that. But I can, you know, I will honestly say this. If it happens, you will hear about it several days before, because, you know, it has to go through the House, the Senate, back to somebody and back to the other one. And but I do feel confident if the left side works it right, they can get the other to be on board with it and make them realize, you know, hey, look at the economy. It's working. It's, you know, and you, I hear people all the time complaining about all these people just all spending all this money on that are getting it, unemployment. They're doing exactly what it was given to them for. They're putting it back into the market.
Yeah. So, and also these people worked a job to be able to have access to those funds. They paid into taxes and insurance for times like these. So it's not exactly free money.
No, it's not. And, you know, with people, some of the ones who are irresponsible, it's going to make it harder for Congress to put forth a fourth stimulus check. But like I said, if the left side has anything to do with it, there will be another dole out. I don't expect it to be anything like they've been in the past.
Okay. No, I can see that people are getting it, but I don't know if you have to have filed or what. So it sounds like we'll circle back with you on that.
I didn't realize people are getting another one. Now, it could be that the third one that people didn't get, the only reason they're getting it now is because they filed the 2020 tax return. I bet you that may be it. They're talking about
perhaps
the third one that Biden
it
did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, right now is such a confusing time. You can read the USA Today over here and it say one thing, and then you got the Wall Street Journal over here and it's like, okay, this one was what, 5 minutes before this one, you know?
No,
and
it's
that's
true.
The way it's kind of rolling right now.
Hey guys, if you're watching, you know, scroll down in the comments and let us know if you're seeing any money hitting your bank account or mailbox. Yes. And let's figure this out, because you're right, and the news does change every day. Something's new. So, you know, you make a good point, but we'll go back to you on that point. I'm sure through the summer there'll be updates. And tell us what you know to be true today with any updates financially for people that you feel good about maybe reporting.
Well, honestly, I don't. The one thing I do know is I see more people going back to work. I see less help wanted signs in the windows. And to be very honest with you, we have competent powers at beat right now. So I take a look at my market maybe once a week, every few days, that's it. I don't feel the need to make sure that right now I'm sitting good and then in 5 minutes I'm in the food line. But you know,
you feel more stable right now.
I do. And I feel like a lot of other people feel that way, which is why the economy is doing well, because we don't have this panic buying. We don't have the panic saving. People are getting back to a normal. I honestly think that once we're done getting back to a normal, our new normal is going to be better than what we had because of the stimulus money that's being put into the economy, the unemployment money that's being put into the economy. You and I both know that that's getting people back to work. And that's, you know.
Yeah.
But that is the only thing I see coming out, you know, with in the future, because right now we're in good times right now. We're in we're financially stable at this point, I guess we could say.
You make a good point about the signs. I'm starting to see a little less of that also. I know it's still summer, so maybe people are going to enjoy their summer and then get fully back to work in the fall. I don't know what's going to happen, but I can sense a feel of relief. There's a sigh of relief right now for a lot of people, for sure.
Yes.
And
people are exhaling right about now, and because the vaccine's rolled out, their bank accounts are not doing this right here. They're kind of plateaued and they're leveling off at this point. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with being able to get out and be with people, which is where your shopping comes in and putting money in the economy.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I, you know what? I'm really, really jazzed for, you know, Pride Month. I'm seeing some of my gays in New York being fabulous. They're out in Providence Town, and I wish I was there with them. Some of them are Palm Springs in it up. And I'm seeing people going to restaurants again and going to bars and eating out. And that economy, that specific genre of work, I'm excited to see starting to come back. Because, you know, you want your bartenders, your service people to be okay. And I know they were hard.
Yeah.
They were hard hit. You know,
right.
Vegas.
And I think, too, you know, some of the states put out grants for restaurant, hotels and accommodations and recreation grants. And so did the federal government, because they realized, not to mention the additional tax credits that came into play with. It hasn't been but maybe a month or two ago that Biden and them announced that they were going to be putting money into the accommodations and hospitality industry because, and the travel industry, because of people trying to get rid of that fear. And of course the restaurants and all suffered during the pandemic. So as they are getting back on their feet, you know, and getting people back to work, they're going to really be able to take advantage of these tax cuts, you know, as far as, you know, getting the grants, things like that. I mean, I have a friend the other day that got a $15,000 grant. She has a small catering business. Yes. And she applied for a grant, and she got it. And at this point now, she's going to be able to buy some new equipment, things like that. So, a black owned female business.
Fabulous. It's
wonderful.
It's a good feeling to see the people who need the money get the money, because we all know seeing those big companies get the money when little guys weren't, it was quite infuriating here at the startup. Yes. We weren't happy about that. Spread the love, guy. So
exactly.
Hearing these stories. Yes. And you know, that actually reminds me, and I got to find the email. I actually received an email from the SBA? I guess, and I forgot I did this. Because my wine catering business was completely on hold, you know, for the pandemic. So I applied for
the EIDL. One of those.
Maybe. I got to look and see. I've been so busy, but it was one of those. And, you know, because the way my business is, we don't really have payroll. Like, I have day players in that business. So we really couldn't get the payroll protected because I don't really do payroll like that. But they sent me an email to reapply. Have you been having clients get those emails to reapply?
No, I haven't had anybody say anything about it. But now, if I were you, I would, if there's a phone number or anything on the letter, I would call that. But also, too, you can call the number on the SBA website and say, hey, listen, are you guys sending out emails? I do know that there's a lot of email scams going on right now with the websites are looking legitimate, or excuse me, the addresses are looking legitimate. Other than one little thing, instead of it saying like USA.gov, it may say USA.com. You know, people see the USA and they think, oh, okay, it's.
Wow. Speaking of scams, you posted something recently and I loved it. You were going after the loan trolls or the loan hackers.
The
PPP. What are you calling them? Well, they are thieves, but.
The PPP thieves.
The PPP thieves. It blows my mind, right? Because it's almost like, do you not realize that this is like a federal ass crime? Like, do you not realize that in this day and age, we can find you? We can actually find you. We can track who you are now. Like, I just don't. What are these people doing, Christina?
Well, I will tell you this much. The way it's happening is Okay, let's say that you, let's say back in February, you heard that they were going to come out with the PPP 2.0 is what it was called. And so what you did is you had not filed your taxes yet. So you got on TurboTax and you filled out a Schedule C, which is a small profit or loss from a small business. Okay. And you started your business with the 2020 tax return. Well, you put on there that you opened January 1, 2020, that automatically would qualify you, showing that you are in business. Now, the thing about it, though, is what they do is they show a lot of income because the amount of money that they got for the PPP loans was based on the income. So, oh, and it was based on the gross sales. So if they had $100,000 in gross sales, there was a formula that we had to go by. But we figured, I mean, people were stealing millions of dollars. And I know of a lot of paid tax preparers that were illegitimately starting these businesses for people and then helping them get the PPP loan. Once they get the PPP loan, they were charging them anywhere from 10% of the money up to 40% of the money.
What in the heck is going on? I can't believe
this. But see, the thing about it, though, is the person who did this is not going to be responsible. The person who pretended to have the business is going to be responsible.
Yeah, but you know what? They always say follow the money, the paper trail. So how is this person getting 10% of those large chunks paid to them? So,
once the money, because see, generally when people were awarded the PPP money, it would have been deposited into their account within 72 hours. So what they're doing after that is they're cutting a check to the person who did this illegitimately and putting it as contract labor or consulting fees, things like that. That's how these people are getting paid. But the thing about it is not traceable. It is not traceable for the simple fact that what people do is they go out and they buy TurboTax. And when things are sent to the IRS, see, I have all my credentials. So every time I do a tax return, certain numbers of mine go on that tax return, which leads it back to me that says I did it. Anyway, right. TurboTax and all of those go through to the IRS as what's called self-prepared. So if this taxpayer said that they did this tax return themselves and they say that they did the PPP paperwork themselves, then that completely, you know, exonerates the preparer because everything right there states that it was self-prepared. So, the bandit makes up with 40%.
Wow. You know, and it's interesting that you'd get a check for, you know, construction when you are a yoga teacher.
Consulting.
I mean, you're a tax preparer when you're getting a check for yoga lessons.
Consulting fees is what they, you know, it is consulting fees. That's the thing about it. If you look at Trump and what he's going through right now, they are scrutinizing his consulting fees to, what was his daughter's name? Bianca? Oh. Ivanka.
I tried to forget, but yes.
Yeah, I did. But anyway, that's what they're investigating him for, which is another red flag, your consulting fees. They need to be, according to the IRS, anything that is actually a legitimate business expense must be considered ordinary and necessary for that type of industry. But anyway, as you can see, the consulting fees is away. And like I said, that's going to be probably one that hangs them along with the hairdresser for $70,000. But anyway.
I mean, what hairdresser? Okay. You know what? I got so many jokes about that.
The thing about it is these are legitimate things that people are, illegitimate things that people are trying to write off. And they don't realize, I don't care if you only make $12,000 a year. If you're writing off something just blatantly ignorant, you're going to get audited. which is what I was going to go over tonight too, a little bit, if we touch on it. I've got several things. Sure. 22 IRS audit flags.
Okay, let's do it.
But first of all, I want to cover with people, and this has nothing to do with small business, other than the fact that if you're in business, this money will help you dramatically. Hang on, I'm looking for my...
While Christine is getting organized, guys, I want to give a shout. I'm having an allergy, so if I keep touching my nose, I'm just itchy. I want to just give a shout out to the Pandemic Project documentary. We got our first win with the Toronto Independent Film Festival. Christina, you were an intricate part of that project, behind the scenes, your support.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, and congratulations. Best trailer.
Thanks. Look at you coming out.
Well, you know what? When you have support from people like you, then it works. So we're really honored to have you, and congratulations on your win as well, because you're part of the team.
Thank you. Thank you. And I am so excited for you. And it is, but now people need to realize too, this documentary was very serious at the time that you were doing all of this traveling and being exposed to people. You were doing this to benefit everyone else. You weren't doing this selfishly. This was selfless, you know, but you did a phenomenal job. And I hope people realize the danger that you put yourself in to give them the true facts.
Yes. You know, and I just realized how crazy that was. I'm like, I've done some pretty interesting things, but that was pretty crazy of me to do, and to talk to other people into doing it as well. So I don't know what we were thinking, but we wanted to document this piece of history, and we're hitting the road again, guys. In 2 weeks, Vancouver's next. I've been putting Canada off and trying to get in there, and we're going to try to get into the country. Please let us in. And we're continuing with part two of the pandemic film, which is international, and Christina's involved as well. So, all right. What do you got for us, Christina?
Okay. A lot of people are asking questions about this advanced child tax credit.
Yes.
And I want to clarify some of this for people. So, in the past, I do not want to confuse people, but here in the last couple of years, through the tax job and Tax Cut Job Creation Act, whatever it was, of 2017, it made the child tax credit $2,000. But what people didn't realize was only $1,400 of that $2,000 was refundable. The other $600 had to go towards your tax debt, because when the law was written, they knew that everybody would owe money. So what they did is they would take the first $600 out of the child tax credit and apply it towards that liability, that bill. Anyway, so, and not to mention on your tax return, you may not get full credit, you know, things like that, because there are phase ins, phase outs. But anyway, we won't get into that. Mm-hmm. So with this advanced payment starting in July the 15th, people are going to be able to get 50% of their child tax credit. And mind you, I want everybody to listen to this and understand the words coming out of my mouth. President Joe Biden is the one who increased the child tax credit to $3,000 for a child from 0 to 6 years old. When they hit 6 years in one day, he increased it to $3,600 up to the time they turned 17. So I want people to understand which administration did this, because that's very important with all of the other tax benefits that are coming down the pipeline that people are not privy to, you know, things like that. But I do want them, because people have short memories at times. Anywho, here's an example.
So Do we know it?
Let's say you have three children, and one of them is 5 years old, and the other one is 13 years old, and then you've got one that's 17 years old. I wanted to kind of give you a brief example. So for children that are under six, then the child tax credit is $3,500. Now, from six and one day to the day they turn 17, it's $3,000. Now, when the child turns 17, on up to the age the parent stops claiming them, it's $500 for a dependent credit. But what we do is the government's going to give you 50% of that money up front per child. So if you've got one in each bracket, so you've got one at 35, one at 3, and one at 5, you would take half of those. And so for the $3,500 child, you're going to get $1,750. The $3,000 kid, you're going to get $1,500. And then for the $500 kid, you're going to get $250, which comes to a total of $3,500. So you're going to get an advanced payment of $3,500. Starting July the 15th, you will get that in monthly payments from July 15th through December the 31st. So over the next 6 months, you're going to be able to collect half of your advanced child tax credit. So for somebody that had a situation such as the one I just mentioned, they would get approximately $583 a month from now till the end of the year. So I'm honestly figuring that this is almost like a stimulus for parents, honestly. And I really think this is going to help them out, especially for those who unemployment has been cut or stopped, you know, and that they're having to make ways now. Yeah. So anyway, but for in a situation like that, that's what you would have. But just remember, you're going to get half of the child tax credit, and you're going to get it paid monthly from July 15th through December. And the reason I stress these things, people start getting these things confused. And then at the end of the year, it's going to be, well, where's my $3,000 for this kid? Well, you got $1,500. Did you think the government was just sending you checks because they love you? Really?
I mean, it's, you know what? Because the economy really did just kind of almost stop a little bit, right? It's going to take like that train just, so it's going to take some of this help to get people back. Even if you start and get it, you know, you got a job now, that's been a 15 month situation that you've got to heal from. So it's going to take some help here. So this is good that they're giving it out over time.
You know, I had somebody the other day tell me that there's no such, that we are not in a recession. And the first thing that hit my mind, but I didn't want to ask them because it might make them feel like an idiot, what the definition of a recession actually is. And basically what that is where the economy does a steep decline and stays in that motion anywhere from 3 to 6 months. So in other words, once we hit rock bottom and kept going, that was the recession right there. And we're slowly coming back up. But that is the definition of a recession. When you have hit those months, then you're in a recession. And hope to God you're going back up and not into the depression. But anyway, just wanted to clarify that because some people, they do not acknowledge the fact that we're in a recession, which is why this money is so important, is to ensure that our recession turns around and doesn't end up
going to a depression. Right.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Exactly.
Yes, knowledge is key.
yes, it is.
Before you go to the next point, you guys, make sure you follow Christina on Instagram. She's also an educator, everybody. So that's why she brings out her glasses and her pens and paper, and she's organized.
And I talk with my hands.
Yes, and she's organized to the T, and she talks with her hands, and she's probably got, you remind me of Katie Porter a little bit. Do you have your stylist? For your board. make sure you guys follow Christina. Christina, give your Instagram handle once again, please, so they can find you.
I don't know.
Okay, it's Tax Queen One. Tax Queen One, guys.
Tax Queen. Okay, really I'm telling you.
She's true to this whole I'm not good at social media thing, but I know her handle, and it's Tax Queen One, guys. All right.
That's on Instagram. Right there.
All right, Christina, we've got about 11 more minutes in the show. What else do you want to give us before we go?
Well, I want to cover just a couple. Oh, first of all, no, I'm going to throw a quick blurb in here about this because I've got so many people calling me about this situation because it is so new. Cryptocurrency. Okay. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, things like that. I just want to let people know that, yes, it is taxable. But the if you roll over your money, there are a couple ways to defer your taxes on that money. And I just wanted to kind of give everybody a quick one is to roll it over. Kind of like an IRA, you take the if you take the money out, you're going to pay taxes on it. But if you do a direct rollover and reinvest it, then there are no tax implications at the time. The only time that there are tax implications is when you pull it out. The reason I'm telling everyone this is, number one, this is brand spanking new. It just came out of the Department of Treasury a couple of months ago, and they are really cracking down on the virtual currency. There are some other ways. If people would like to email me at premierabc1@gmail.com, or you're welcome to give me a call at 910-428-2277. I've got several other ways for you to defer your taxes on your cryptocurrency / Bitcoin or anything else that they want to call it.
So and they can text you at that number as well. You guys can text Christina at that number as well, okay, for the ones that like to text.
There you go. So I did want to bring that up. Now, let's get into, I've got about 22 IRS audit red flags, which I know we won't get through them all, but we're going to get through a few of them so that you know, because I know some of you probably filed extensions.
Right. I'm one of those people that has extension. So.
Yes. And the thing, there are tons more. And so these, some of these points might be good for doing your own taxes and things. Let's see here. Well, to give everybody just a breather, and I've got some statistics here. In 2019, okay, out of all the millions and billions of tax returns that are filed, only 0.4% were audited. So wow, that makes you feel better knowing that, you know, that you're going to be on, there are red flags, but you're not the only one, and chances are your odds are pretty good. Okay. Failing to report taxable income, that is one of the largest ways that people get hung up with the IRS. And the reason why is they don't seem to think when you get a W-2, a 1099, a 1099-G, any kind of official document that says for tax information, just go ahead and know that the IRS has a copy too, and you're going to pay taxes on it. Don't think you're going to get anything over on the government because you're not going to. And the what that triggers is if, so let's say you got a 1099 for $1,100 from an employer last year. Well, you didn't report it because it's only $1,100. What's the government going to do? Well, that $1,100 just puts you in a different tax bracket. And you know what I'm saying? Not to mention the IRS has the 1099 or W-2 on file. They'll see that it didn't come through on the return, and then that will trigger an audit. And another thing, too, I was through some of my continuing education already this year. The IRS, and this is something they didn't used to do in the past, in order to verify people's income, they are asking for bank statements. Used to, they would leave the bank statements alone except for what they were looking for. Now they will ask for a year's worth, and word to the wise, if you have multiple bank accounts and you're transferring money from one to the other, the government's going to find out about the other. So just a word to the wise, when they see on these deposits coming from a savings account, they're going to scrutinize that and be like, okay, well, where's your bank statements for your savings account? You know,
so guys, you have a social security number. They can find it all. That's just the bottom line. There's
that's the simple fact, because they took money out of one of their accounts and transferred it to another. The government's going to see, cause it'll tell you transfer from savings.
Yeah.
And the government's, they're going to know.
They can find your bank account. It's not going to be hard.
No, trust me, they will find you and they will garnish you.
Yes, good tips.
Let's see here. Okay, if you make a lot of money, they are really cracking down on this. And the reason why is, you know, everybody complains about the middle class man, us having to pay more taxes in corporate America. Well, the Department of Treasury has heard us. So what they're doing is they are really scrutinizing, and I don't want to screw this up, so I'm going to read what I have here as far as numbers.
Okay.
So anyone with individuals between with incomes between $200,000 and $1 million and up, had they only had a 1% chance of being audited. Now, people reporting 1 million or more, their rate of audit is 2.4%. So,
interesting.
If you report a massive amount of income and maybe way too many expenses, that's going to throw up a red flag for the IRS. Because they're going to see, okay, you've got all this income that you made. Why are your expenses so high? And here you are only having to pay us out of, I don't know, $20 million. You're paying us $20,000. You see what I'm saying? They'll see that it's a blatant off balance.
Interesting.
Kind of equation.
Interesting, so, because if you have less income and you have a lot of expenses, that doesn't seem to be a red flag.
Well, that's because the government doesn't care about your expenses. They only care about a business's expenses. I know,
right.
Isn't that great? That's, yeah. But yeah, if they see, okay, so let's say you've got $110,000 worth of income 1 year. Well, you had $70,000 in employees. Then you had to cover all of your other expenses. The government's going to wonder, okay, you had 110 grand in gross sales. You say you paid these people and you say you have all these expenses. They're going to send you a letter. And that was another thing, another one in here. The IRS does not come out and see you. If they do come out and see you, you have an appointment already set with them, because they cannot just, as an IRS agent told me one time, they can't, sometimes they go rogue and they think that, you know, hey, we can just show up anyway because we're the IRS. They can't legally do that. So number one, the IRS, when they contact people, they will not call you. They will not text you. They will not email you, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, any of that mess. But the IRS, when the IRS gets you, they're sending you a letter in the mail. You will receive two letters probably. The reason why is they're making sure that if one gets lost in limbo land, then you get the other. Or it could be that it is a joint tax return and one spouse is getting it and the other spouse is getting the same letter in the instance of a divorce or something. But do not ever respond to anything other than a letter. And the reason why the IRS is sending out letters now is because they found out it was cost efficient instead of sending out the agents to physically do the audits. So people will get letters in the mail. Primarily a CP2000 is the letter, but it will, they'll be asking for things like, okay, you've been claiming this child only for 3 years. The kid's 10 years old. You say that it's your child. We need to see a birth certificate, or let's say it says your stepchild. Let's say you're reporting it as your stepchild. You will then have to show that you are legally married to the mother, but you will have to also include the mother's birth certificate and the child's birth certificate, along with the marriage license and his,
Wait, you have to include the mom's of the child's birth certificate and yours and his?
Yes. And the reason why is because you have a marriage certificate with husband and wife. Okay. Well, they want to make sure that this husband has the birth certificate that matches the name on the tax return. Then what they're going to do is they're going to ask the mother for her birth certificate. And the reason why they're doing that is for the child's birth certificate. The child's birth certificate will have the mother's name on it. But see, at that point, they have proven lineage. Like, he's married to mom because his name matches the marriage certificate. Mom is mom because she's on the marriage certificate and she's on the child's birth certificate.
You guys, so many things to cover. She's got 22 items on here. We're going to get you back on the line and give you another whole hour to go over them. Follow Christina Charpentier-Bill on Tax Queen 1 on Instagram and Monique LeRae Stinson on Instagram. And as we always ask every Sunday, you guys, thank you so much for being here, Christina. What will you start up today? See you soon. Okay. Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.